After decades of Western intervention, war, and instability, a year after the Taliban took over, more and more of Afghanistan's children are going to bed hungry every day.
It is a fact that misery and poverty is increasing in our country day by day. The higher the poverty rates, the more malnutrition cases there are.
Malnutrition in the impoverished nation was always a problem. Since the U.S. pullout, international humanitarian aid has dried up. UNICEF estimates the number of malnourished Afghan children has doubled in the past year.
We are so upset. We feel depressed. My husband even said he wants to go to Iran to look for work because he feels ashamed that he can't afford to buy him medicine or milk. He said, "My son is dying in front of my eyes, but I am not capable of doing anything."
Hardships for some of the most vulnerable Afghans began even before they were born.
I didn't have enough to eat during pregnancy. I couldn't buy the medicines I needed. That is why my child is now malnourished and I have no money to treat my child in a better way.
He hasn't been well since he was born. He is always sick. We do not have enough money to buy him medicines and treat him properly somewhere better.
Following what amounted to a defeat at the hands of the Taliban, world powers introduced punitive policies towards the new government, isolating Afghanistan financially, crippling its economy, and weakening the people. The world, Afghans say, has turned its back on the most vulnerable victims of conflict, some too weak to keep crying for help. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.